dhawaan uu soo saaray guddiga maaliyadda ee baarlamaanka.
Abdifatah Hassan, a visually impaired reporter, has defied the odds in a country ranked among the deadliest for journalists. He works at one of Mogadishu's leading radio stations. His friends and colleagues call him Kalgacal.
I had an eye illness at a very young age, but I couldn't get proper medical treatment due to the situation in Somalia. After the civil war started, I lost all hope of ever seeing again and had no medical support.
Despite the massive challenges, Kalgacal persevered and now works at Gobjok radio station as its senior reporter covering the Somali parliament. He also has a weekly program for handicapped people called The State of the Disabled. The live call-in show is popular, focusing on empowering the disabled by educating them on their basic rights.
I hope to use my position in the media to be a voice to the people and improve the humanitarian situation.
He hopes his message will resonate beyond Somalia's borders. Speaking 2 years ago at a technology, entertainment and design event, a global non-profit group to promote cultural understanding, Kalgacal described his journey from being born to a poor family in southern Somalia to becoming a husband, a father and journalist despite his visual impairment. He says many people advised him against pursuing such a dangerous career, but he says it was his childhood dream and being sightless doesn't make him any more or any less vulnerable than other journalists. The key, he said, to overcoming his challenges was a belief in himself, the support of his friends and family, and bosses willing to employ him for his skills and overlook his disability. Abdul Aziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.